going to be able to avoid a vote on this.
No. I could care less about voting.
That was Downtown Park Steering Committee Chairman Wes Simpson and Glasgow Mayor M.D. Armstrong at the end of yesterday's City Council Finance Committee meeting. Now, the exchange is in regard to the proposed Downtown City Park project. During this long-awaited meeting, the committee was expected to discuss whether or not the city could finance its portion of the proposed project. With some saying the city has the money and others saying it doesn't, this meeting was supposed to provide clarification. After calling the meeting to order, Chairman Wendell Honeycutt said they could not move forward with the discussion in regard to funding because they hadn't heard from Scott Murphy and Daniel, the company behind the park proposal, in regard to what they could and could not talk about publicly. Simpson said he had sent that information to City Attorney Danny Basil per Basil's request and then offered to forward that same email to the entire committee, which he did. The email was then read by Chairman Honeycutt.
We request the committee to ensure Scott Murphy Daniel's proposal remains confidential within a public discussion. This would include the design drawings as well as the scope of work. We would appreciate the committee's effort and above consideration. We look forward to a successful project.
Honeycutt said he felt the email was still not clear enough, while Simpson said the price of the project had never been confidential. Simpson was again shut down when he offered to have a representative from Scott Murphy and Daniel on the phone for further clarity. Simpson then told the committee he would have the attorney send another email specifically stating the price could be discussed. Now, the caution shown by the committee comes after the Attorney General's office says they shouldn't have released the design-build proposal to the public because of the proprietary nature of the information. The price of the project has been discussed since early in the planning process. While waiting for further clarification, the committee continued with the agenda. Chastity Lowry asked City Treasurer Stephanie Garrett about the hiring of a new human resources position, which was not in the approved city budget. Garrett said the position had already been filled, and the council would likely have to approve a budget amendment adding the position. Honeycutt then asked Garrett for the income and expenses report, which Garrett did not have. He then asked about the information request from Councilmember Patrick Gauntz. When there seemed to be some confusion about exactly what Gauntz was asking for, he clarified his question.
Asked for exactly how much money we had on a daily running balance, mm-hmm. and how much interest we had made off of our money mm-hmm. over the previous 9 months.
Right, not expenses.
Garrett said when it comes to the interest earned on the bond and money, the market value is $123,000 and the principal value, or the value if the money was drawn out today, would be about $67,000. When further pressed on the average daily cash balance for the city of Glasgow, Garrett said that number was about $14 million. As Simpson was walking back into the room, committee member Marlon Witcher quickly moved to adjourn the meeting, with Honeycutt offering the second. Councilmember Terry Bunnell voted with the pair in favor of adjournment, with Lowry voting against. Simpson told the committee the attorney was sending over the email with further clarification, but Witcher and Honeycutt were not swayed, and they left the room. Simpson says this is certainly not the end of the project, just a delay.
Obviously, they ran out of here as fast as they could just to stall a whole nother round of committees. And so, you know, I think that says all it needs to say to the entire community. So,
the Finance Committee said they would have another special called meeting to discuss the park project funding, but no specific date was given. With WCLU Local News, I'm Angela Briggs.